our consideration this evening. God's word to ponder. God's word to be encouraged by. God's word to be nourished and strengthened by is part of the Old Testament lesson. From Isaiah chapter 9, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every war's brute is used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So far, God's word for our encouragement, for our joy to hear, our joy to share with each other. As we think about this night, I want you to think about darkness. I want you to think about that darkness that we have been living in for the last month. It's dark when you get up. It's dark when you come home. It's always dark and dreary. And yet, when you look out and you see the lights on the houses that are poking holes in the darkness, it's enjoyment. It's rejoicing. Karen and I went around Lake City last night, and amazing light displays of poking those holes in the darkness. And you think, okay, there's the physical darkness, you know, the darkness that we see. But the Lord is talking about those who walk in the spiritual darkness, because that shadow is hanging over all of us. And it began in the garden with Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God. And that sin has been passed on all the way down to us. And so we live in that spiritual darkness. We see that darkness all around us. We're encouraged to think about ourselves and nothing else. We see the reality shows on TV. Or if you have seen one reality show or one game show, I don't even know what they really call it. It's called The Weakest Link. You ever watch that show? They have a number of people in the front. And there's the host, and she's calling out questions and getting answers from people. And if somebody doesn't say it, she goes to another one, and another one, and another one. And they're supposed to add money into the pot that will be divided up by two people in the end. They get down from, I think it's 10 to 2. And each time they get down and person is lower and they vote this person off, she says, "You're the weakest link. Goodbye." How do you think that makes people feel? But that's what our society is all about. We're living in that deep darkness of sin and me, myself, and I. And here the light dawns in that darkness. That light is shining all around us in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "Yes, you may be weak. You may be living in poverty, but I became weak and poverty for you, that you might have grace and might have it abound in your life." Jesus comes into your life tonight as the babe of Bethlehem, that babe that's in the swaddling clothes that's placed in the manger. And oh, by the way, that's not a manger of wood. It's a cattle feeding trough, a dirty, filthy feeding trough. And that's where our Lord Jesus was placed. and as he's placed there, we become part of the message as he reaches his hand out, not just to his mother Mary, but he reaches his hand out to us to touch each and every one of us with his grace and his mercy and his peace and his love. Because it's through Christ's love that you are given the power and the strength to love. You are given the power and the strength to notice everybody else. You are given the power and the strength to live in his grace and in his mercy, because he has come to dispel all darkness. Jesus has come to dispel the darkness that you are living with, that each and every one of us lives with. We live with the darkness of death, because when death happens in our lives, it brings darkness. It brings that grief and that mourning. And Christ has come to shatter that darkness, to give us the light of life, and to bring us into that light, so that we will not walk in darkness, but we will walk in the light. And as we walk in that light, he gives us power and strength to share that with other people. It's an amazing thing what we share with each other. We like to share the birth of our children and our grandchildren. We like to share in weddings of our nieces or our nephews, our children. We like to join in joy with those people. Just within the last 3 months, we've been able to join with joy in our oldest granddaughter, Holly. She became 15 and she took driver's ed, and guess what? She got her permit to drive. That's joy for her. That's joy for us. And just a few weeks ago, she was named Student of the Month. Such joy that brings that physical knowledge. But there's a greater joy, and that joy is Jesus. That joy is given to each and every one of us. And as we light the candles tonight, we are lighting the candles of light and life and Jesus, because it is Jesus who came. It is Jesus who was born for each and every one of us. It was Jesus who went to Calvary, who endured the nails pounding into his hands and into his feet, and the cross raising up. It is Jesus who bled from that cross. It is Jesus who died. And yet on the third day, he rose again from the death to give you everlasting forgiveness, everlasting life. What a joy we share, each and every one of us. We like to be joyful with our families as we join together in Christmas celebration. We like to be joyful as we experience all the joy, all the earthly joy. But as we come tonight, we join together in a very special joy of Jesus, and knowing that he was born for each and every one of us. He died and he rose again to give us everlasting life, a joy that we can share. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.